Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvise?
Improvising!
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Oh, howdy ho, listener. Welcome to Impromptunes podcast, and thank you for tuning in, team. There's a plethora, there's an ocean, there's so many podcasts out there, and you chose us, and you know what? We choose you.
Woo.
And we're going to record an improvised musical for your very eardrums. Now, my name is Alexia. I will be hosting with the mosting, but I can't do it alone. So in the studio with me, I have Morgan Phillips.
G'day, you social Houdini.
Yo, you brought that one back. You're going to have to listen to the last podcast to know what that was about.
Depending on the release order.
Actually, and depending if it was even in the episode.
Yeah. If it's not, I'll just cut it out.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you will never know what that means. You'll be like, whoa, who is she? And you won't know because I would have gotten away with it. We have some beautiful tinkerings from the lovely Gem, which you will be hearing. Tinky, 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 tookie, tookie, tookie. On another type of keyboard with also some tippy taps, we've got Amelia bringing the hype and typing down some tech. To my right, I have Jackson. I had this pause and almost called you Ether.
Yeah,
that's your surname,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Lost in the ether for a moment. There we go. Jackson, Ether. Oh my, nope, I ruined it. Did I say it right?
How's it going, you David Copperfield of social interactions?
Oh, didn't get out of that one.
David Copperfield, I love it.
Oh no, I'm never letting that one down. We were just doing a warm-up song and we were singing about Daddy Daddy Long Legs. Next time you see a spider, just whisper that to it. It'll just brighten your day, I'm sure. But I was thinking, my dad was arachnophobic?
Yeah.
Arachnophobic. Yeah, so that was his phobia. And I was thinking about phobias. I was wondering if you guys had any interesting phobias, anything you're like genuinely scared of that I don't know about, or you're happy to share, or you have a friend who has this weird thing and then I'll secretly think it's you.
Wow. Yeah, I really am like deep diving now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, no, not really. I'm just like, there are lots of things that I'm like, oh, I really don't like that, but I don't think I've got anything you'd call them phobias.
Like a phobia,
you know? Like,
land.
I don't want to hold a snake. I don't like snakes.
What if it was a really cute, like, little pink one with a little party hat on?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And it was like...
Just because I think they're quite dumb and they might just bite you just because they get confused. And I just really don't want to be bitten by one. Even if it's not venomous, I just don't want to go through that.
Yeah, don't want to hold a snake?
Yeah, my sister used to have pet snakes and she'd be like, oh, you want to hold them? I was like, I've held one before. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't need to do
Same
it again.
Same sensation.
Yeah, it's fine. I guess I do have a lot of, like, if I have any nightmare, it's usually about, like, being surrounded by venomous snakes or, like, running through a web covered in venomous spiders, you know?
Wow. My nightmares are when my fitness classes go wrong and I can't communicate what I want people to do.
Yeah.
And I've run out of time to finish the core block. Yours are way more
creative. Yeah, no, well, look, the other one is that I, like, am desperate... I'm desperate to take a poo and I cannot for the life of me find any privacy to do so. Like every bathroom I go to, like the door falls down and like there are just people hanging outside. I don't want to do it. So I have to like get up and like go find another bathroom and it just keeps happening.
And yes or no question, have you ever pooed in public? Like not a public toilet. Like, have you ever
pants pooed?
Just pooed.
Or on the ground.
And you don't have to say the story, you just have to say yes.
Look, I've I don't know if I've done it in, I think I've had a desperate walk home once where I may have like started a bit early.
Yeah, the old starty start.
Yeah.
The old peaky poo.
False start.
Yeah.
And over to you. First of all, pooed in public, yes or no?
Yes, certainly.
Yes,
trust,
amazing.
Trusted a fart.
You know what they say? You should never trust a fly.
They say that. They say that. But then they, you know, years go by, and you're like, you know what? Maybe me and fly.
Maybe I can
fine.
Trust it.
I know my body.
No,
you don't. Your body does not.
Absolutely, you do not.
And any phobias?
Okay, so as I was thinking of it, I certainly am concerned about carbon monoxide poisoning.
Wow.
Because especially here, so like I've only lived in Melbourne for a couple of years. And everyone has gas in their homes.
Just for a stove, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's all gas. And those pipes, they can leak in.
So you don't trust gas either.
I don't trust gas. And it's also it's so bad for you. It's it's the equivalent of being a regular smoker, having gas in your home.
Really?
People don't realize how bad for the environment it is. And also, I saw this crazy TED talk one time about people thinking that they live in, that their houses are haunted. Mm. And so they get their houses exorcised for demons and stuff.
But
the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning is a tightness in the chest, a feeling of paranoia, whooshing sounds past your ears. And so the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are the symptoms of being in a haunted house.
Is it is it a ghost? Is it a ghost doing a sneaky fart, or is it gas?
If you think you're in a haunted house, get a carbon monoxide detector first before you go to check the paranormal.
The Ghostbuster.
I think I live in a haunted house, so maybe I'll do that.
Gas leak. You might have a gas leak.
I might.
Do you have gas in your house?
Yeah.
Does anyone know?
And don't trust gas. You can't trust gas. My one takeaway
today. Don't trust gas.
My phobia is kind of random. It's really rough rivers. Intense rapids, grade 4 and above, very specific.
The River Wild?
Tell. A natural river.
Yeah.
Like that kayakers go down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You recently do a river?
A very subdued river float.
Oh, okay, cool.
That was okay. There was moments of rapids, but not those sorts of rapids. And I have pooed in public.
Oh, thank goodness.
The two questions
and it
we
got
ahead.
And a rapid. Groundwater rapids.
And it was another trust situation. Wee! I was actually trying to do a wee behind a tree and it was
Oh, no. Oh, that's the worst one. When you're weeing and you realize you actually needed to do that.
Yeah, it was so quick.
Because poo-poo times are always pee-pee times.
Yeah.
But pee-pee times are not always poo-poo times.
100%. That's true. That's what they say as well. So enough toilet humor, team. Should we get into the real humor?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a pod. I'm just going to reach down momentarily to get the gold bucket.
Gold bucket.
The gold. Pot of gold.
Pot of gold. And I'm rummaging around. You can suggest titles for our musical too. You can write into our socials, our internets.
Yes.
You can tell us in person, whatever floats your boat.
And all those suggestions will be the rainbow that ends in our pot of gold.
Oh,
very good, Jackson.
Alrighty. Oh, very relevant for today, actually, with the cost of living and the musical currently playing at the Arts Centre. The suggestion is Rent is a great musical. How dare you? From Michelle Burton on Facebook. I wonder if that's Josh's mum. Josh Burton's
mum. I think this is a response to an episode that's gone up recently, which is the sheer disrespect
for Rent in this post is appalling.
Something like that.
By Jeremy Hughes. No, I don't know.
We can still do it.
Rent is a great musical. How dare you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, we're doing it, team. It's happening. It did not make it to the cutting room floor. It is on the cutting room clipboard. Thank you, Michelle, for your title. Tune in, team, for Rent is a great musical. How dare you?
A response.
The sequel.
925,600 minutes. That's how many minutes I want to spend watching Rent.
925,600 minutes. That's how many times I say that Rent is shit.
When I went to the theater in the 90s, there was one show that I wanted to see. It was about a group of crazy hippies, and I fell down and cried on my knees.
And I say, if you don't like it, who do you think you are? Barging into my screen space with your thoughts.
If you don't like it, then just drive away in your car, son, because that is a good piece of peace by Jonathan Larson. We're not gonna pay the opinions, no, they will not dent. We're not gonna pay the rent today. We're not gonna pay the rent. Your opinions, they won't make a dent. We're not gonna pay the rent today.
Every time I go to see the theater, they show me Wicked, Hairspray, and Avenue Q. But there is just one show that'll get you through it. Rent, that's the way, the thing we all wanna do.
Yeah, and when I'm out there watching plays that need to be seen, I'm sad because I'd rather just be watching Tango Maureen.
And when I'm watching the movie and I've got my friend Timothy, I wish that I was out on the town getting low with Mimi.
We're not gonna pay the rent.
Your opinion, it won't make a dent.
We're not gonna pay the rent today. We're not gonna pay the rent.
Your opinion, it won't make a dent.
We're not gonna pay the rent today.
Won't pay that rent. Won't pay that rent. No rent but today.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my, oh my god, that was the best. I just can't, we finally got to see it. I've been waiting my whole life to see a live version of Rent.
Benjamin, from the day you pitched me this show and you said, like, we've got to see this show, this is what it's about, I was like, it can't truly be this good. But it is!
Yeah, I mean, Boris, like, our lives have changed forever from this moment, you know? I'm going to go back home to my apartment, and I'm going to throw out all my new furniture that I got from IKEA, and I'm just going to, like, replace it with stuff I find on the street.
Oh my god, that's a genius idea. And you know what? I was thinking I was going to uninstall my split system air conditioner.
Yes,
and just
Boris!
Light up just a bunch of fire in a big metal bin in the middle of the living room.
Yes. I'm going to, like, spend minutes after minute just lighting and blowing out a candle constantly.
Oh my god. Benjamin, and then you know what I'm going to do is that I'm going to, like, go out in the snow and take easy tea.
Yes. And I'm going to go and I'm going to hang out in the street just kind of waving some money around so someone mugs me right out of the front of my house.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? We can talk about all of this in a political protest interpretive theater piece.
Yes, with some kind of weird analogy where we relate something to an animal jumping over something.
Yes. Oh my god. Benjamin, what was our lives before we saw this show?
Oh, well, we both kind of come from pretty wealthy families, and we own apartments because our parents gave them to us, and we have really nice furniture and pretty cruisy jobs at a bank.
And we got because my parents are Russian oligarchs.
Yeah, and you know, we've known each other since we were three, so that's kind of our life.
I mean, I know you more than I know myself, Benjamin.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know if we know each other at all anymore. Because we're new.
Every time...
come out rebirthed after watching Rent.
I'm, like, looking at a new person in front of
me. Yeah. You know?
Boris, you must come home to your throne. Boris, what are you doing? You must come home to your throne.
Listen, I understand. Svetlana, I know that it is my blood-born mission and duty and that I have to return to the Russian throne, but I'm doing really good here in Australia.
Okay, Boris, I'm just calling you. I know the time difference in Melbourne. It's crazy, but you got to come home, you know. You got to live a life of extravagance. I've got a servant waiting for you.
Svetlana, I don't care about all the money that my family are leaving me and the royal responsibilities of the Russian throne. I have a new reason to live, and it's Rent the Musical.
I don't even know what Rent is!
Don't worry, you'll get it in a few years from now and you'll understand.
Boris!
Boris, that was amazing. That was your mom, Svetlana, the Queen of Russia, right?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I'm so proud of you for just saying no to all that. It's time to change our lives and start living as if we were less well off than we are.
Yes, because inside of this body of a rich Nepo child of a Russian oligarch beats the heart of a poor artist.
Yeah.
Who doesn't actually have money or power or responsibilities.
And not necessarily any skill or previous desire to make art, but now there is the artist.
I have it in me.
Yeah.
And I can't spend another day on this world unless I have to create. I just have to spend my time making things. I can't spend my days walking halls and kissing rings. I just have to take all of this responsibility and put it on a stage and then make a musical parody. Oh, I have to create a story about being poor and having nothing on my plate. I have to create a world where I can choose to be whatever I want, not by fate. Can't you see, Benjamin, that you and I have bigger purpose than whatever my mum is gonna make me do in Russia? Benjamin, you and I will build a world where can sit in the gutter and not just make bread and butter. We can be starving artists, bohemian and cool. We'll have dirty feet and torn up socks. It will be freaking cool.
Living bohemian, that's what we're gonna do. Living bohemian, me and you. Living bohemian, that's what we're gonna do. Living bohemian, me and you.
Every time that my Svetlana mum calls me, all I can think about is the voicemails left on a voice machine. And every time I think about that big old throne, all I wanna do is fall into a dumpster prone.
Living bohemian, that's what we're gonna do. Living bohemian is me and you. Me and you.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Oh, hey, Boris. Week 3 in photography class.
Yeah, hey, Julie. Wow, I'm still so impressed that we have an American transfer student at our Melbourne school.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy that they just accepted me. I still have to pay double the fees, though, which kind of sucks. But that's okay.
And before, when you came into the class, did you say that you grew up in New York?
I did.
Wow.
New York.
What is that like?
It's pretty amazing, you know. There's Broadway. There's so many things to take photos of.
Wow. And how much money do you have?
Oh, nothing.
Ugh.
Boris, I literally have nothing. I have the clothes on my back and my camera and its strap.
Wow.
That's all.
That's so cool. I wish I had nothing too like that.
Oh, well, from what I've seen, you have nothing too. We're in this photography class, just taking art for the sake of it, just creating for the sake of it. We're not getting paid for this yet.
Wow, you have the heart of a poet. You don't even have to try.
Wow, I know. Well, thanks, Boris. That means a lot. You know, I've just been liking your pictures. You know, I think they're really beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I grew up in a place where there was a lot of photography and kind of portraiture.
Oh, I hate that. I hate all things extravagant. I hate all things excessive. God, I'm a minimalist.
Wow.
I'm a Buddhist minimalist from New York.
Whoa.
And I see that in you too, and I love that you too, like me, are living this simple, beautiful, rags to never riches life. I hate rich people, Boris, but I like you.
Me too. I hate rich people. Yeah. I hate rich people, and I would hate myself if I was one.
Yeah, I would hate you if you were one. That would really ruin our dinner date tomorrow night.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so bad?
Imagine being able to pay for dinner. We're going to do the runaway, aren't we, Boris?
Of course.
The old order and run.
Dine and dash.
Down with the rich.
Yeah, screw rich people.
Yeah, literally screw them and then steal their money. That's what I do.
Julie, I'm really looking forward to the date, and I'm sure nothing is gonna come up to ruin it. Show me those pictures that you took today.
Oh yeah, well here, this is a picture of a tiny child.
Wow, so impoverished.
I know, and this here, this is a picture of a trash can filled with excessive amounts of food waste.
Oh my gosh.
And plastic.
There are people starving all over the world.
I know, it's awful, and this here, this is a picture of an individually wrapped snack inside an individually wrapped snack inside an individually wrapped bag. Ugh, I hate that stuff.
That's so dystopian.
I hate it. It's communin... I can't even say it.
You don't have to say it. I know exactly what you mean.
Consumerism! I had to say it. It's a prison. Consumerism. And you're with me, Boris. I've got a partner in crime, Boris. My new friend of mine, Boris. I've got a partner in crime, Boris. My new friend of mine. We can walk together hand in hand, walk through Melbourne, this impoverished land. Together, you and me, we can shop at a shop and get kind of thrifty, oh Boris. You got a friend in me, oh Boris. We'll live in poverty, oh Boris. You got a friend in me for life. Tell me about how poor you are.
This morning I woke up and walked out into my little kitchen, and I had no utensils.
So small.
I had to butter my bread with the back of my hand.
So thoughtful.
And then when I went down the street, I scratched my foot, cause there's a hole in my shoe.
Poor thing.
I couldn't afford to buy new shoes, cause I'm feeling so sad. There's no money in my pockets.
Boris, you got a friend in me, oh Boris. We'll live in poverty, oh Boris. You've got a friend in me for life.
Below the poverty line, oh Boris.
You got a friend in me, oh Boris. We'll live in poverty, oh Boris. You got a friend in me for life.
Julie, Julie, you and me. One day we'll go out to eat and we will not pay. Just wait and see. We'll be wearing garbage bags and our hair will be unwashed.
Yes.
Because we'll be the poorest people and we'll say fuck you to everyone that's posh.
Boris, you got a friend in me, oh Boris. We'll live in poverty, oh Boris. You got a friend in me for life.
Bank accounts are zero, oh
Boris.
Boris.
You got a friend in me, oh Boris. We'll live in poverty. You got a friend in me for life. Well, I'll see you tomorrow night at the burger place.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, hey, Boris.
Hey, Benjamin.
Oh, man, I'm fancy running into you here at this restaurant. Oh, you got a date?
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, you remember Julie from my photography class?
Oh, yeah, we haven't actually had the pleasure yet. Nice to meet you, Julie. My name's Benjamin.
Oh, hey, the I famous see Benjamin.
You're still doing the rent thing, I see.
Yeah,
Boris.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, actually, I have a crazy message that I have to show to you. Julie, can you just give us 1 second? Benjamin, come look at this thing
sure.
over here. I'll be right back.
Benjamin,
listen. You can't blow this for me. Julie thinks I'm really poor.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, sorry, man. This whole rent thing's thrown me. I've kind of gotten over it. I'm into Mary Poppins now, and I've taken a job as a nanny.
What?
Yeah.
Benjamin. What? When you said rent for life, I thought you meant it.
I mean, everything's for life, but it's like a part of your life. Not everything for the whole duration. Yeah, you like something, and then you move on to the next thing you like. We're rich, man. I mean, like, we can do whatever we want.
Benjamin, didn't the story of Bohemian life inspire you to give up the safety net of the privilege and dive into poverty?
Totally, totally. And then I sold my furniture and I got rid of the air conditioning and I was sitting in my apartment on like a milk crate and I was like, actually, my old sofa was more comfortable and I really like climate control. So I just kind of moved it all back in.
Benjamin, I feel... Hold on, we shouldn't leave Julie back at the thing, but I feel so betrayed by this.
No, I mean, yeah, obviously. Look, I'm not going to blow your cover. You know me, you can trust me. I'm a smart guy, I never get anything wrong.
Hey, Julie.
You guys had a little friend chat over there?
Yeah, he was just showing me some texts from his mum.
I like the tattoos.
She's Russian,
Benjamin.
You know? She's from Russia.
Yeah, she's a poor immigrant.
Absolutely, a poor Russian immigrant. Definitely not the Russian queen Svetlana,
no.
Right? Wink.
Yes. Wow, what a big wink he just did. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Wow.
Oh, lovely. You're going for the carbonara. You know, if you wanted, you could get the steak and Boris would cover it.
Oh, no. That we get the carbonara. We talked about this because it's faster to eat. And then we can get out of here and laugh our way to the beach. And just...
Dine and dash because we're poor and can't afford this food.
And then your mum can fix it up later.
Actually, she's poorer than us.
Why would your mom fix it up when she's a poor Russian immigrant?
Of course, she's a poor Russian immigrant. She doesn't have money. Certainly not the entire fortune of the Russian royal family.
Benjamin, that's a weirdly specific thing to say. He's so funny. He's really into musical theater. Mary Poppins, didn't you say?
Yeah, actually, I better go. I'm just been trying to figure out how to get this old umbrella to carry me off in the wind. I was just going to try and jump off the roof. So I'll probably see you in a bit.
Please be careful, Benjamin.
It was a pleasure to meet you, Boris. Oh, Benjamin. Boris?
Yes?
That was strange.
Yeah, he's a strange guy, that Benjamin.
Boris, that Rolex on your wrist that you said you stole from a rich, angry man?
Uh-huh.
Did you really give me the watch?
What?
Give me the watch.
Okay.
It's engraved with your name!
But no, I stole it from a man also named Boris.
It says, "Dear Boris, I love you. Stay happy, stay rich. Kiss, kiss, Mommy Svetlana."
Okay, Julie.
They fitted so many words on this tiny watch face.
Look, she has a very small engraving abilities. She has endless resources, okay?
Boris, you've been lying to me for 3 weeks and one day.
I have, and I'm so sorry. I didn't want it to come to this. I didn't want you to know that I have a lot of money. I have more than you could ever conceive of. I have money you wouldn't believe. I've got money connected to Russian royal roots.
Won't you light my imagination on this topic, Boris? I thought that you were better. I thought you were more than this. Our relationship was more than money. I thought it was something else. And now I know you live in a castle, money stacked on those shelves.
You're making me blush. I am the prince of Russia. You're making me blush. I am the prince of Russia.
Oh, God. Well, Boris, I now understand, but I want to know if you ever had a plan to attempt to help the homeless in Melbourne Town, or have you just been here with your friend just watching the theater end to end and not doing anything with this wealth of yours, because
you blusher, I'm the Prince of Russia. Russia.
Boris, I've come to take you back to Russia. It's time you take the throne.
No, Ivan, it can't be time already. I thought there was still time before I could finish schooling, even.
No, you've got to come back now, just like your mother said on the phone.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring. You have to come back now. I said, Ivan, you're coming back now, yeah? He sends a message, you have to come back now.
Leave this beautiful young woman behind the table to pay. We'll cover the dinner, don't worry. But we're going.
I'm sorry, Julie.
Morris, no. Oh, God.
No, Julie, I'll come back for you. But I have to go.
Russia.
Julius, I'm sorry that I lied to you all this time.
3 weeks and one day.
But I promise, I'm gonna make it up to you.
No day but today to do that.
No day but today, Julius.
We gotta go. You're coming with me and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Oh, God, bye, Boris.
It's time to go to Russia. It's time to go to Russia.
Don't go.
Cause I'm the Prince of Russia.
Yeah, I brought your son back to you, Svetlana.
Oh, Ivan, thank you. My favorite traveling butler.
That is me.
I have the static butlers and I've got the traveling butlers.
Yes, I only do butler tasks that involve traveling.
And I've got the wet butlers.
They only do butler tasks in the pool.
And then I've got the bathing butlers.
They do it in the bath.
Yes, very different to the wet butlers.
Very different.
You know you're rich when you can bath and pool.
Oh, yes, it is something I only dream of.
Yes, Ivan, you keep dreaming, though, because it's never going to happen.
I know. Oh, boy.
I did miss you while you were gone, so, Ivan, just a little bit.
Thank you, Svetlana. I appreciate it, Ott. Anyway, I'm going to go wait in the corner now while you prepare your son for the coronation.
All right, Ivan, you move the corner butler and you take his place.
Oh, I'm the corner butler now?
Just for today, because I want you to stand in the room.
Hey, Zuko, you are not the corner butler today. Bugger off. Oh, man, what am I going to do with my life now?
Bye, Zuko. Oh, my little boy, see, boy, I missed you. What were you doing being all creative in Melbourne, Australia?
I had the heart of a poet ignited in me, Mum.
I looked at your bank account and there was a whole week when you spent nothing. It was weird. I got the Secret Service on you.
I
thought you'd been stolen.
No, Mum, I saw a very transformative piece of theatre.
Okay.
And it made me think, look at this palace. Look at all the riches that our family has.
Yeah, I like to do that. I look at it all the time, Boris.
Don't you think
really nice.
You'd feel more fulfilled if the people could enjoy the bounty of our wealth in some way?
And you got all this from some transformative piece of theater?
Yeah, it was very powerful. There was a lot of beautiful harmonies and really insightful thoughts about what it would be like to be poor in New York City in the 90s.
Why are you poor? That's gross.
Mum, look, I know that you think being poor is gross. And I respect that. You've got it cross-stitched on the wall.
I know, and I put it on mugs as well.
It looks very good, if I do say so.
Oh, thank you, Ivan. I really like Ivan. He's my favorite corner and traveling butler now.
Yes, your cross-stitch guy is just as good as your engraving guy.
Oh, yeah.
You have extensive resources. But, Mum, I learned something really important back in Australia. I learned the value of money, not what...
Oh, I know the value of money.
Well, not the things that it can do, but the things it can't do. Like, make you feel inspired, or make you feel like a cool, edgy person with a with a bloodborne virus.
Wow. I've never been... I don't... You're right, actually. Boris-san, I don't think I've ever felt cool. I don't think I've ever felt edgy.
And that's all we needed to hear. It's me and Julie. We've come by umbrella.
Oh my gosh, Benjamin!
And I've been recording the whole thing on my camera. That was a beautiful moment. That was like tearing down the Russian queen, taking her off her throne, standing up to the hierarchy.
And Julie, do you forgive me, Julie?
Well, it was a beautiful performance, and I didn't think you had it in you to stand up to Svetlana, but yeah. Will you let me use this footage for a Netflix documentary?
I would love nothing more than for this to get out and for the world to see.
I'm gonna call it Say Nana to Svetlana.
Wow, you do have the heart of a poet, Julie.
Wow.
And Benjamin, I was crazy to say that Mary Poppins isn't as good as Rent, but clearly it inspired you to have cross ocean air travel with an umbrella.
Yeah, well, it's you learn something from every show, and it might not be with you forever, but it's there for when it's there.
It is there from when it's there. You're right, and we don't have to limit ourselves to being inspired by just one thing.
Yeah.
The world is endlessly inspiring.
Okay, well, that was quite a nice little exchange. Okay, well, what if you don't put that documentary on Netflix and say, no, just what if I give you lots of money and you don't do that? Well, what if you, gave that money to charity or to something beautiful? Theater companies all over the world.
Yeah, the best source for any charity donation.
And not just the big ones. Small independent theatre, kind of middle of the road theatre.
Sometimes improvised comedy.
That I wanted to go to a theatre that's in like a shipping container in Altona, like something so random. That's what I want.
Yes, think about it, Mum. With the endless financial backing of the Russian royal family.
Would that make me cool? Would that make me edgy?
Yeah.
No, there's nothing that'll make you edgier.
Okay, well, as of today, Russia completely funds all theatre in Australia, starting with the Arts Centre. Let's see what they put on there.
Yeah, there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. Yeah, yeah, there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. There's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. One more time, yeah, there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. Yeah, and that goes for everyone in the world. Take out your wallet and give it a whirl. Just give some money to people who make things, whether it be on stage or in your earpiece.
I can't buy being cool, but I can buy theaters and you buying stores. I can't buy my son back to my life, but I can buy for these artists to get out of strife.
Cause there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. No, there really isn't. Yeah, there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. Oh, there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists. There's nothing cooler than giving money to artists.
So take that money and put it where your mouth is as you're singing on the stage. Just take that bank account and transfer it now until every age.
It's already there in my account, an amount I can't count. I've never seen this much dough. It's $925,600. Whoa, no!
'Cause there's nothing cooler than giving money to money.
You can give all your money.
There's nothing cooler than giving money to money.
The cost of living crisis affects everyone.
There's nothing cooler than giving money to artists.
Giving money to artists.
Wow, and support the Patreon, that's right. Hopefully that message is well and truly in your ears. We're artists. Give us money, like, honestly. And if you can't give us money, give us compliments, because sometimes we're fragile.
Sometimes compliments are as valuable.
Like, in the comments, they really are. Like,
yeah, and even if it's not through a Patreon donation, you could buy a ticket to our comedy festival shows.
You could buy me a drink if you see me out in town.
That's true.
Kind of a currency as well.
You could buy us a media wall as one of our patrons.
Which is incredible.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. There's nothing really cooler than buying us a media wall. Yeah. Like, genuinely.
You could give me some money to pay my gas bills because it's expensive.
And he's scared of that.
And I don't want to have to pay
gas.
And I hope that message has really been driven home for you guys. So thank you, Michelle Burton, for giving us an excuse to just ask for money, you know? Because honestly,
there's nothing cooler than giving money to artists.
$3.99 a month.
There's nothing cooler than giving money to artists.
You can give all your money.
Nothing cooler than giving money to artists.
Don't you think you're a cool person?
Nothing.